Jim Tarbell and a bunch of his young friends and Clifton folks put together a legendary music venue called the Ludlow Garage at 342 Ludlow Avenue. The grand opening on September 19, 1969 featured Grand Funk Railroad and Eli Radish. The Allman Brothers released a live concert CD there. The Kinks, Dr. John, Johnny Winter, and many other celebrated musicians played at the Ludlow Garage. On stage for the final concerts on January 19th and 20th, 1971, were Captain Beefheart, Rye Cooter, and Pure Prairie League. 46 years later, the space will once again host music live at the Ludlow Garage is opening on Thursday, October 29th. Our guest tonight is a fellow behind this project, Scott Crawford. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Tell us about your plans for Ludlow Garage and how long you've been working on it.
Myself and Jack Brand bought the building about 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, and my thoughts actually came back then. And not knowing the music industry, I just let it go for a while. And a few years ago, probably almost 3 years ago, I really decided that this is where we're going to take this venue. We owned a restaurant there called Olive's. It's when the Space of Uno's was in. And so I started spending, at least a year trying to talk to people about the music industry and learn the music industry a little bit. But we knew we were going that direction. And so 2 years ago, we actually made the commitment to doing this. And we closed our restaurant a little over a year ago and started the renovations and focused on a real intimate venue where, well, I always say adults could come and listen to music. We have nice seating. There's no standing. It's a place where people who don't want to go to the large venues and watch music on a screen, and it's not loud. We're pretty much all acoustics. We don't have drums. We've kind of limited to when we have jazz people, they can bring their drums in because they do brushes. But the thing was to have a real up-close and personal experience with the artists where they can do an unplugged storytellers and just talk to the audience and interact with them a lot. We've kind of put no parameters on the artists coming in. You can do basically whatever you want. If you want to talk for the whole hour and a half or whatever, that's fine. Because I think it's something that is not offered anywhere. It's an experience you can't get anywhere else. So that was the main idea behind this.
And it seats 250?
262. Our farthest seat is 58 feet away. And when you're sitting in a front row, you pretty much are sitting on the stage.
Did I read theater seats?
Yeah, the theater seats. And we have little tables that pop up on the sides. So we'll have servers down there. If you want a glass of wine, they'll bring it to you. And we'll have a tapas menu down there. So if you have snacks and you have a little table, you can put it down. So
how would you let people know that you wanted food or drink?
The servers will be there. They'll come out, obviously, during intermissions. But we're trying to get a system. It won't be in place when we open where you'll have a little button on your arm to call the server. During the show, we don't want servers walking around and disturbing people. So they'll stay in the back, but if they get called, they'll come out to get them something if they want it.
Who's going to do the sound?
The sound is Donnie White. He owns C&D Sound. And Donnie has been in the industry almost 30 years. Donnie does the sound at Riverbend, at the Taft, and all the large places. And he is so excited about this place. He's taken it like it's his own. And he's just doing an amazing sound system in this place. He's doing all line array speakers and Vertec console. It's all state of the art. So we have a pretty strict decibel limit of 102 decibels. So we don't want people to be like going out with holding their ears like when you were younger. So
who do you have booked?
Well, so far with the people we've announced is Vanessa Carlton, our opening act, and then we have Modest Yahoo the next night, and then we have Livingston Taylor on Halloween, and then we have Howie Day, who is on Monday. And then we're booking in November a lot. We have acts booked in February and March that through contractual obligations we're not allowed to announce yet. Actually, my talent buyer, who is Kevin Blum, who's also been in the industry about 30 years. He's headed to Nashville. He's meeting with a lot of the agents because we really want to bring in some large name acts where people can really experience something different, whoever in their guitar, that's it. We're not trying to push a big light show or any of that stuff.
I saw you've got Tom Rush.
We have Tom Rush in May. In May, yeah.
Are you going to have any of the acts who performed at Ludlow Garage back in the day?
We are definitely trying right now. We've been in talks with Greg Almond. We're making contact with Peter Frampton, because Peter Frampton played there when he was with Humble Pie. We absolutely want to bring back some of these guys kind of back to where they started, not where they started, but when they were definitely not famous.
Are you going to record any of them?
It's going to be up to the artist. There's copyright issues. So if they would like to, we would love to somehow produce an album or produce videos that they could put out.
What about local acts?
We will do local acts primarily for opening for some of these larger names. Kevin will try to put together local acts with two or three of them together. because we just feel it's going to be hard to do a sellout or get a large crowd for just one local act. So we'll put together a show of two or three people.
What time will shows start?
They generally will start at 8:15. When we get to larger names, we'll do two shows. So there'll be a 7 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. Right now, we're just kind of taking a few baby steps first.
And you mentioned Unplugged and a storyteller.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's definitely where the artist is not just going from one song to another. It's all acoustic. They just will just sit there and tell stories. And if you've ever seen any of the, I think it's VH1 or MTV, they have the storytellers, they have Unplugged. And it's kind of a combination of all that, just to kind of sit there and talk. And say, and we want them to interact with the audience and talk to them and ask questions and tell them about why they wrote a song and the story behind it.
Whoa, that's going to be a whole different thing than just going to a concert and sitting there and watching it with a concession stand outside.
Yeah, this is definitely an experience you're getting here besides a concert. It's an experience that you're not going to get anywhere else around.
And so how do you enter the music venue?
Well, you come in through Ludlow Avenue, through the front of the building, which we have a restaurant upstairs that will have a full menu upstairs. We have a very large lobby, and of course the stairs are straight ahead, and you'll come downstairs. We're not in the same location of the original Ludlow Garage venue. That was up where Ace Hardware is. And you'll go down the stairs, and the whole venue is downstairs now, which is actually had a meeting with Jeff Seaman, who was involved with the Ludlow Garage as a teenager in the neighborhood, one of the volunteers, who is now a famous slide guitar player, who was actually taught by Dwayne Ahmond how to play the slide guitar. And he was in a few months ago and described what the downstairs looked like, where the concession stand was, where the green room was. And coincidentally, our green room is in the exact same spot the original green room was. But I'm sure it's, you know, we have a little nicer because he said it was just sheets hanging from rods or something. But so, and Jeff Seaman is another local guy we're working with right now coming up. He just released a new album and bringing Jeff up and doing a show and kind of tie all that together.
What about Tim Goshorn?
We are talking to Tim, too. I think Kevin's trying to put together a show with Tim Goshorn and Craig Fuller right now.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So
very nice. Yeah. And how do folks go about getting tickets for any of the shows?
They can go to either our Facebook page or to our website, and all tickets are available there. Tickets, of course, when we actually open, we'll have a box office. You can come to the box office and buy tickets also.
And when will the hours of the box office be, do you think?
We don't know yet. It'll probably, like, our venue opens at 4, the restaurant opens at 4, but the ticket office will open probably at 2. We'll stay open until about 11 o'clock at night.
And that'll be every day of the week?
It'll be 5 days a week. We are closed on Sunday and Monday.
Well, thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
It's a pleasure.
My guest tonight has been Scott Crawford, who is putting together a great new music venue, and it's called Live at the Ludlow Garage, opening Thursday, October 29th. You'll find a link to it at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
You're on the other side. You left behind your foolish pride. Your name's in the envelope. Oh, never lose.